Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to A Found Heart Radio. This morning's topic is, what is the Spirit-filled life? This is a very, very important topic for every believer to understand. We were saved, that is, you and I were washed by the Spirit of God at the point of salvation. And it is through the Holy Spirit that you and I are born again. Also, it is the Holy Spirit who has been given to us by God to empower us in this life. Now, it is important to understand this, that we're not called to attempt to live what some call the Christian life through their own personalities or through their own wills. This particular life is a supernatural life. From the inception of the spiritual birth to the time we go home to be with the Lord, our lives should be filled with the Spirit of God. Now, what does that mean? The word filled means to be controlled. And so it literally is the Spirit-controlled life. That is, it means the surrender of the human will, that is, the will of the believing ones, to the power of the Spirit of God. And so, as we come to understand this more and more as believers, and as we grow more and more in the faith, we understand the importance of what this means, of what it means to be Spirit-filled. It is the Spirit-filled life that allows us to experience a greater fellowship with God. Indeed, the flesh, as I have been teaching of late, the flesh is the antithesis of the spiritual life. It is on the other end of the spectrum. And so therefore, believers who are carnality, sarkinos, as Paul calls them in the Greek, they do not experience the path of God. They do not experience spiritual growth. They do not experience bearing fruit unto the Lord, because they are not walking in Christ. It is very difficult to distinguish the carnal believing one from the person who is not saved. But we are mandated in the Word of God to be filled with the Spirit of God. And so it is also important to understand that our Lord Jesus Christ was given that is, he too was filled with the Spirit in his ministry. Please read the Gospel of Luke. Jesus was filled with the Spirit of God before his encounter with the devil. Now, Luke uses the term the devil, and there's a Greek preposition that is hupo, which means under. And so, after Jesus was baptized, by the Spirit of God in the Jordan, he was cast out or tossed into the wilderness to be tempted under the devil. Hupo. So the term devil from the Greek diabolos means the one who divides. Dia is the preposition. And so when we take the preposition dia and unite it with the verb bolos, so the word means to toss or to throw through. And so it comes over into the English in this manner. The devil is the one who divides persons or people or relationships for no reason. And therefore we are not to take a passive attitude toward what the devil can do to our lives. We are called to be filled with the Spirit because you and I are indeed engaged in spiritual warfare. That is, Paul wrote that all who would live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. All those who will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution, literally to be hunted down like wild animals. Now, I'm emphasizing the Greek text this morning because I really want it to be understood what is going on. And Paul wrote to believing ones in Ephesians chapter 5. He wrote these words in verse 11, Ephesians 5:11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done by them. Note the language in secret. Now, these are very poignant words for us, because you and I live in very dangerous times, and Satan worshipers are very prominent. They may attempt to hide themselves in their behavior, but they are there, and they are real. Indeed, Paul even wrote that the ministers of Satan have transformed themselves into angels of light. Why? In order to deceive. You and I will have or develop spiritual perception as we grow in the faith, as we grow in our understanding of the Word of God. Also, you and I must understand that it is imperative to be spirit-filled if we are to receive the Word of God, if we are to understand the Word of God through spiritual illumination. It is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who illuminates our minds so that we might understand the Scriptures. That is another topic altogether. But this morning, I want to talk about the necessity of being filled with the Spirit. So, in Galatians chapter 5, Paul, I'm going to begin in verse 16. Paul wrote these words, "Thus I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the thing that you would. If you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh, or the energia of the flesh, are manifest, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness," some old word, and it means ready for all types of pleasure. Idolatry, the worship of false gods, including self, the worship of self, which we call narcissism. Witchcraft, the word in Greek for witchcraft is pharmakia. Pharmakia, is literally here a poisoner, and it means also means those who ingest drugs or those who encourage people to take drugs so that they can be controlled. So the word, once again, is pharmakia, from which we get our word pharmacy. Hatred or hostility, variance, or contentious nature. Emulations is to make war. Wrath, the word here in the Greek is, this is a very important word for believers to understand, because this word means outbursts of anger. Outbursts of anger. Then there is strife, and or to be self-willed. Seditions, heresies. That is to walk apart from the Word of God, to walk apart from orthodoxy or straight teaching. So these are the works of the flesh. Verse 21, envying, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they would do such things. And I'm here to keep God. So, and then verse 22, Paul writes, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, temperance, or self-control. Meekness, temperance, self-control, against us there is no law. Now, we understand the necessity of being spirit-filled. When we understand the necessity of being spirit-filled, we understand that we cannot walk in the Spirit, Galatians 5:16, unless we are filled with the Spirit. We can order our steps in the power of the Spirit when we are spirit-filled. We grow in spiritual awareness and spiritual perception when we are filled with the Spirit of God. And so we need to understand that this is the powerful life for the believer. This is where we grow in our understanding of the living Christ, of the resurrected Christ. We grow in our awareness of our calling by God and what this wonderful supernatural calling is all about. The Spirit of God teaches us the liberation that we have in Christ. God teaches us an appreciation for the truth that is in Jesus. Understand that there is truth, or alethas in the Greek, and then there are lies, or pseudos. What we meet in the world are the people of lie. If you ever get a chance, please read that book, People of the Lie, and you will understand about this world and the kind of behavior that is given a pass. Believers are being eaten up by this culture. They're being seduced. Paul talked about seducing spirits and the doctrines of demons. Believers are being consumed and eaten up and worn down by this, because they do not understand the doctrine of Scripture and what it means to walk in the Spirit, what it means to have the Spirit of God direct and bind. We'll continue on this topic on my next show. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.